From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, February Hoops episode right after the NBA All-Star break. This will be a quick episode. We will be making up a lot of time on the next episode next week. Without further ado, Dominic, we're going to bring you right on, man, and talk some hoops, man. I didn't see any of the NBA All-Star game, but I'm more kind of focused on the rest of the regular season, teams around the league. But, Don, what's going on, man? How's everything?
Good evening, Steven. I didn't either. You know what? I'm hooked on that show on HBO, The Outsiders. It happened to be on, so I decided to watch that. I caught highlights. Yeah, it's another good series, Steven.
What's that
you got
about?
HBO.
What's that about?
It's almost like a, I don't want to say a boogeyman thing, Steve, but that's where it seems to be going now. A guy supposedly killed the kid, but he was in another location miles away. But somebody that looked exactly like him, it's weird, Steve. I'll tell you that. It's weird, but it's pretty good. Very interesting, put it mildly.
You have not let us down with the TV show recommendation, so I will definitely take your word. So I will be looking into that and add it to the queue, add it to the arsenal of TV show viewing.
Give it a shot.
I will definitely be checking.
You gotta watch it though. Yeah, it's not one of those like action packed gun shooting. It's something you actually gotta watch and try to follow this along and. Pretty interesting. It's probably like only five in so far. See, four or five, maybe. That's pretty good. But
All right. We'll check it out. Okay, so that gets all the NBA All-Star Weekend stuff out of the way because I didn't see none of the competition, so we won't talk about that. But we will talk about not only with the second half with the Knicks, but also the rest of the league. Dom, I definitely want to get your opinion on the Clippers of all the, you know, adding or potentially added, if not, they already did. Reggie Jackson from the Detroit Pistons who got bought out. You talk about a team that's stacked. I like the Toronto Raptors, the way they've been playing going into the All-Star break. I know they lost to Brooklyn. The Boston Celtics are a fun team to watch, in my opinion. I'm just going around the league. Miami adding Iguodala and Jay Crowder. And then if you look at teams that are probably fighting to get in, you know, the bottom part of the Eastern Conference, your Brooklyn's, your Orlando's, those type of teams. Orlando had a nice win right before the All-Star break over the Atlanta Hawks. Dominic, looking at the Eastern Conference, even looking with our team, I'm actually looking forward to some Knicks basketball after a week and a half. We're going to see how these guys are going to finish down the stretch. I know it's been a bad season, but it's been better than the last couple of ones, but it kind of sucks that we were kind of on the outside looking in. Knicks have been playing a little bit better ball, but what's your thoughts on the Knicks and around the Eastern Conference, Dom?
Well, hopefully the Knicks use this time to, I don't want to say play the young guys, Steve. I just rather see them go out on a high note. You know, if it's with the young guys and it gives you momentum into next season, or you start to see where we have to cut some of our losses. You know, that's probably as far as the Knicks could go because guess what, Steve? We're going to be looking in the draft for another young player. So, you know, who hasn't worked out? I've always been a Dennis Smith guy. I don't think he fits in no more. Maybe it's time for him to go. What are they going to do with Peyton? You know, Nil Aquino. Are they going to get a point guard in the draft, trade for one? I don't know, Steve. But just go out, unlike last few seasons. I mean, right now they're at the same amount of wins they had last year with probably about 30 games left. So we'll exceed what we did last year. So you know what, Steve? Some people were right. You know, I thought too highly. Everybody was laying over under 22, 25 wins. I was saying, no, they got a good team, makeup, probably an 8 seed, and just go out with a bang, Steve. You know, again, it'll give these young kids or whoever's playing some momentum going forward. I mean, What else can you ask, to be quite honest? I mean, the season is shot. Baseball season's right around the corner. So, but it looks good, though, Steve. Like, I would almost say the eight seeds, the number one to eight, I ain't saying the order, Steve, but I think those teams are just about what we're going to see from Milwaukee down to Orlando. The West, I don't know, Steve. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Memphis is going to pull away. They're up by four in the AFC, two games over 500. They'd be a sixth seed in the East. So, hey, you know what? That's fun to watch, Steve. I'm not into all of the hype. I understand, you know, but we can't be talking Zion getting a rookie of the year over Ja Morant. No, this kid has put up
these.
Who
said that?
Yeah.
Who would say that?
That's the talk.
Who would say that?
You know, that's the talk.
Nah. Oh,
that's what I said, Steve, when I heard it. I was like, come on. This guy's averaging 17-7. Yeah, he's averaging 17-7, got his team in the playoff hunt, two games above 500, and this guy's played 10 games. I'm not saying one is better than the other, Steve. I ain't saying that. I'm saying this kid put in the work all year. And he has his team right now in the eighth seed, two games above 500, four games ahead of Portland. Now, they'll have to play a lot of these same guys chasing them down the stretch. But come on, Steve, this kid has put up some really good numbers for a rookie, let alone being a highlight reel damn near every night. So, nah, I don't want to hear that, Steve. No, that's what the pundits are saying. Well, you know, he has more value. That's not what Rookie of the Year is about.
That's
what the Rookie of the Year is about. It ain't about upside. It's about what you did this year through an 82-game season, not a 34-game season, an 82-game season. So I let that go, Steve. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. It looks interesting, Steve. It does. I mean, Toronto would play Brooklyn.
They would be Brooklyn. If they were paired up right now, they would be Brooklyn. Toronto
right.
is a seasoned team. They're a veteran team. They have the best development roster in the NBA. They may not be – maybe talent-wise, they may not be the L.A. teams, but I think they play the best team ball with the talent that they do have. Definitely in the East. That's even including Milwaukee. The only X factor, you know, I think Milwaukee has better veterans. I would even say they have better veterans. I think they have a good. Oh man, that's going to be good because they're different in different ways. I think Toronto's more athletic than Milwaukee. I just think because Milwaukee has the Greek Freak. That's a big neutralizer of the way he attacks the paint. He's long, you know, he can go against centers, guards, wings, whatever. But, I mean, Toronto's been there with this team. They could definitely match up well versus the Milwaukee Bucks in the East. Now, going back to the West, Dom, I would say this, man. You know, I do like Utah, man. Watching them a little bit more, they had a nice win before the All-Star break, Dom, over the Houston Rockets. A game-winning three-pointer in Houston from like maybe about 30 feet out to beat the Houston Rockets. That was a team that started off slow this year, and they really turned it on, especially around January. Around Christmas, January started to rack up a lot more wins. I like the Jazz. I'm not sold on the Nuggets for whatever reason, man. I know they get deep and they traded off some assets, Dom, but what's your thoughts on the Denver Nuggets? Because, you know, they haven't had that statement win, man. I mean, when they could have had that one right before the All-Star break versus the Lakers at home, and they blew that. Dom, what's your thoughts on as far as the Nuggets and the Jazz?
The Nuggets are starting to Dallas is starting to remind me of the Nuggets. You know, they got some good talent. Can they get over the hump, Steve? I mean, come on. They're still, you know, the second best team in the West, fourth best team in the NBA. But you're right, Steve. Until they show they could win a big game. And they took Portland to the wire last year. I mean, we got to give them some credit. That was a learning curve. And to go out like that, Steve, and to come back and still have the year they're having, you got to give them two thumbs up, because guess what, Steve? They're only going to get better. When this kid starts to play, Michael Porter Jr., when he really starts to play, Steve, it's going to be a different story, because now you got somebody else that's long, athletic, can shoot. He could be the X factor for them going forward, whether he comes off the bench or whether he starts. The kid is just that talented, Steve. I mean, I know I've been high on him since college, but he's just that talented, man. And you know what, Steve? I'm looking as you was talking, and the 1 through 8 may be solidified right now. I mean, Utah's at 4. Closest team to them is the Rockets. They're 2 games behind them. So those are going to be some good matchups, Steve. Denver, Dallas, Utah, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Those might be some good matchups, Steve.
Oh, definitely Utah, Houston. Absolutely. Definitely Utah, Houston. We brought up Memphis because, remember, we talked about them a lot in the offseason, and they're doing better than what I thought they would be doing. Even though they are exciting to watch, Memphis is a very fun team to watch. It's not even just because of John Morant. You have Jaren Jackson, you have Dylan Brooks, you have the veteran Valanciunas in the middle. So you're getting a lot of quality play from a lot of the players. The bench is pretty decent. It's kind of slept on with Tyus Jones coming off the bench. Good back, solid backup point guard, college championship winning point guard, Tyus Jones. Decent, nice little team, man. I really do. Now Dallas is interesting because they were really doing well early on in the season, Dom. They were, I think, top four. They were the top four. They were a top four team in the West until Luka Doncic got hurt. Now I think they kind of fizzled down to 7. I'm not exactly sure if Portland is a team that's going to make a run. And I know Damian Lillard could only do but so much, because I think he had the hottest January and February, probably almost any NBA player in the league, not named Giannis Antetokounmpo. But just to get the points out, the thoughts as far as the conference in the West, I'm going to say this, man. I really like something about Utah that I'm liking. I think it's starting to turn around, because, Dom, we're going to bring on Dre on after this. But I wanted to say that their slow start, I don't know, it had to do with Mike Conley fitting into the system of what Schneider wanted to do, Coach Schneider wanted to do in Utah. But they finally got a nice rotation, Royce O'Neal. They got Ljubicic, then Joe Ingles, and of course Donovan Mitchell playing very, very well. We haven't even gotten to the L.A. teams yet. We're gonna bring on Dre, because Dre, we're talking since the NBA All-Star break. If you wanted, me and Dom didn't even watch it, so we can't really speak on it. But if you saw the NBA All-Star weekend, what was your thoughts, if you have any? We talked about the Knicks second half season coming up. If you have any thoughts on that, Dre. You know, they got the game coming up Friday versus the Pacers. But, Dre, what's your thoughts on the Knicks? What's your thoughts on the Eastern Conference, man? Who's the sleeper team? And then anything on the West?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Damn.
What's good, man?
I have to say, in terms of a sleeper team, that's actually horrible. But I have to probably go with the Jazz, just the fact that no one's really, like, relevantly talking. They're, like, more of, like, the complete team. I really see, like, more, like, defensive-oriented. There's really not, like, lack of, like, depth at any position, really. Now, with the Knicks, I mean, it's a little same old, but the only thing that had me actually think when I watched the Knicks G League game with Kenny Wooten, he really should be brought up to, like, with the main roster of Knicks, and here's why. I feel like he basically took that step in, like, development, and Mitchell Robinson didn't. And what I mean by that is, I'm really getting to the point where I think I don't care if you're first round, second round. If your, like, game is not quite there yet, the G League is actually a really, like, tool we can actually utilize to actually help, like, possibly there, where it's like, okay, you're a little past the college, but you're not there at the NBA. Like, that's the point of the minor. Like, and we're getting to the point where we got the person that won two defense player of the years the past 2 years that we want our center to model. Again, basically spend a good amount of time in his first maybe year or two in the G League. And Chris Middleton, and they was both all-stars. Like, and with that in mind, I'll bring up Iggy that we drafted last year, second round on the Knicks, and I actually sent Kevin Knox to the G League. Just get his, like, confidence up with the All-Star game. That, it was really good. Like, sure, people could say they didn't really start getting good until, like, fourth quarter, but to me, it was, like, it was just amount of, like, just a balance. Okay, you had some nice competitors from here, and then fourth quarter, it was just straight on. We used, like, okay, like, look like a defensive clinic. Then you had your nice little highlights, and then speaking of that, CP3 got up for the UVA. What, third way, like 34, 35? And then three-point contest, same old the dunk contest.
Who won it? Who won that?
It was Derrick Jones Jr., and there was two, like, controversy saying, no, he didn't really clear. But then here's my whole thought of it. Even though I understood, like, you was trying to get another dunk, the whole point of y'all being judges is to basically say, okay, if this person believes, okay, that was dunk was worth, like, 9 or 8, you're not supposed to just conspire just to be like, oh, like, cheat your action. Like, you got to do based off what the dunk was worth. And I remember I saw, like, the chat with some other people thinking, okay, we're going to have the dunk kind of move forward. I think, especially after how people for Aaron Gordon and Rob, they should probably have either past dunk contestants to be the judges or professional dunkers that they basically do this for a living. Someone like a D-Wade, even Kenneth Hart, like, because it's like everything is just, it was like no, it was basically like inconsistency with the vote. Like, even if, okay, like here's a good example. Like, when Aaron Gordon got the 47, I think, okay, you're going to give Pat Connaughton a whole 50, and he had to wait for that on the third try, and basically it was the essential same dunk, but here's the thing, Aaron Gordon got it off on the first try, and it was somewhat of a setback. Even if he didn't exactly even clear the guy, it's 7'5". That's basically Yao Ming height, let alone he's almost, 2 inches from 7 foot? So in terms of, I think he got robbed. But in terms of the NBA, you got people out there now that it's like, even after the trade deadline, you got people out there trying to fight for some people off of waivers. I heard some rumors like Deion Waiters with the Lakers and then the Clippers with Darren Collison, but I think he basically backed out. It's a really, like, it's like that one play can actually go ahead and turn the tide just for the fact that it's just a deep battle out west. And then not even mention that, just even the east. I'm not even sure if I can even just pick one player out, because, I mean, like, you got the Celtics. Yes, they're firing on all cylinders, but they don't even have, like, that one player that, like, okay, like LeBron or AD that just separates them from, like, everybody out from the East. Like, everybody got their own strength, but then at the same time, it's like they got their own weaknesses that other team that can exploit too. So it's not even, like, a clear-cut winner out East. I think probably get another playoff series again this year. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you for filling us in on the All-Star game. Let's go back to Dom. I haven't watched it all. I can't even remember the last time I watched an All-Star game. I may have watched a three-point contest maybe 3-4 years ago, but that was about it. Because they went away from the Team East versus Team West concept, and I guess they wanted to do it, like, I guess to do it the format they do now, because it was, at that time, the balance of All-Star power was way more in the West 3-4 years ago than it was in the East. But now they got this team, I guess Giannis versus Team LeBron thing they got going on. I don't really necessarily like it. I don't necessarily like any All-Star game, really, because all it is office, no defense. It is what it is. But it's a good time for kids, families, and weekends, and people, family, and friends to party and kick it together. But Dom, Dre was bringing up good points as far as teams are being deep. We didn't even bring up the Clippers and the Lakers when we were talking, man. How you see this thing is going to go down, especially with the the Clippers getting, Marcus Morris. When we watched him all year, he's pretty much been a very good shooter. He should fit in right in, should fit right in with the Clippers. What about the Lakers as well, as far as their acquisitions or trying to get stacked at the All Star weekend? What's your thought? I mean, not All Star weekend, second half of the season.
I think the Clippers have the edge now. I mean, I don't know if they signed Reggie Jackson yet, but you get Reggie Jackson, and now you got a yin and a yang at point guard. You got Beverly wearing down the point guard with his chaotic defense. You got Jackson, who's not afraid to shoot. So I don't know how they did it, Steve, to be honest. I'm not into all this load management stuff, but it seems to be working, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out this year. Maybe last year was a fluke with Kawhi.
Let me ask you a question about load management. Let me ask you this and get Dre's opinion on this too. The Clippers in particular, would if that work in their case? Because they're so stacked, especially at that three position. You got, Kawhi Leonard. I did see that he did win the NBA All-Star MVP, the game. Anyway, Paul George, then you got Kawhi Leonard. So if you chose to sit Kawhi Leonard, several games the rest of the season, you always have somebody, Marcus Morris, who's not bad. Do you think that's a good idea?
It's, again, Steve, it's a Hail Mary. Because you know what? They're only about two or three games above 500 on the road. So they really haven't proved themselves on the road. And guess what? One of those wins at home or on the road was against the Lakers, who happened to play in the same damn building. So if you really want to consider that a road game, because that's where their Achilles heel is right now. I'm not saying they can't get over that hump. I just don't understand this load management, coasting, beating the fans out of a regular season, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to hit some switch in the playoffs. I don't get that. I think, one, it's robbing the fans. Two, I don't know how prepared it gets you. I mean, like I said, it worked for Toronto with Kawhi last year. Will it work this year? I don't know, because he's in a tougher conference. I mean, right now, Steve, they'd have to play Oklahoma City, so they may get a break. But the funny thing is, there's only like two games, Steve, separating 5, 6, and 7, Houston, OKC, and Dallas. So any one of those three might be the Clippers' opponent. I'm not saying that they won't win, but they might get a run for their money because, again, their road record is not that good. So they're going to have to go on the road in that first round. I'm not totally sold on them. They got a pretty good team, pretty stacked team, actually. But I just think the competition out west, Steve, it's still deep, where I'm not saying the Clippers won't beat Dallas. I'm just saying Dallas had a lot of obstacles to overcome, Steve. They lost their center. They lost Porzingis for a while. They lost Doncic for a while. And they're still, 11 games over 500 with all that they went through. And maybe this is their little fake load management, and they'll have these guys ready coming down the stretch. I don't know, Steve. But I just think the Clippers are going to have a lot to prove. One, with all the people they acquired, with using all the load management, come playoff time, it's put up or shut up now. Did it really work? And we'll find out. That's just what we got to wait for.
All right. Dre, you have any thoughts, any additional thoughts on the rest of the league? We're going to wrap up. This was a quick episode. Any teams in the West or the East, our team with the Knicks, anything you want to see with our team, and then the rest of the league for the start of the second half? And then, Dom, your final thoughts after that.
Well, first I got covered in Knicks. I really just want them to just more dial off the veterans a little bit and then just go ahead and just, get the people that we know that compete there, like reps, and especially Trier and Dawson. Like, they lost a lot of trade value, but then to me, and then he, like, those two shooters right there, rather than actually trying to go out and get one. But I probably would definitely keep Payton around. Now, the rest of the league, I think it's really going to be hard to actually say something with, like, the load management, because, like, the fact that, like, you got multiple teams, at least 5-6 teams, it's not even the fact that, okay, no, it ain't like they could beat Dallas. It's the fact that how quick and long is it going to take? Because if each game even goes out, like, even, like, above, like, even, like, the 6 games, that's going to take some wear on your body. And then that's going to be less time for you to recover. And then let's say, a team like Lakers, and they already first seen they go against, like, AC Grizzlies, and then knock them out, boom. And then let's say you got to meet them up in, like, let's say, second round. Damn, now it's like, okay, they're rested, and then now we're still trying to go. And then by the time you go up, they go up 1 or 2, then the game probably, like, series, like, your momentum be shifted out of your favor. So it's really all about just timing and just able to just be able to, like, if they can all glue. Because that's the least thing I say you have to really worry about is when you're adding on, like, late mid-seasons. Now it's like, okay, now you need to get the reps up and you ain't have a training camp. Or nor for the first season to begin, now it's like, okay, we're basically tuning up for the plays and we basically just got to throw you in the fire and see if you can catch up. Marcus Morris, he did good on that. And he got, like, more than enough talent around him. So he just going to fit right in. Reggie Jackson, you know, like, a little more like 50-50 ball, but I thought he should have actually went to the Lakers, but either way, it's going to be a good playoff series, though.
Let us get to the rec on IG, man. Thank you very much, bro. We'll be back next Wednesday, by the way. You know, we'll get to more NBA action, man. Dominic, your final thoughts, man, our squad, and, of course, around the NBA.
Like I said when we started, Steve, hopefully the Knicks use this time to figure out where they're going, how they're going to get there, and who's going to be with them. Because now is the time. You know, it's time to cut your losses, keep your gains, and put a better product on the court next year. Get a president, and let's see where we go from here. I mean, it's been 6 years now, Steve, that we've been saying the same thing. So sooner or later, you know, Murphy's Law in reverse will help us out. So on that note, Steve, you know, I always enjoy this, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man. Dominic, thank you, man, for your great analysis, man, and your opinions on our squads, plural, you know, for the, you know, the basketball team, the baseball team, and just sports in general. Dre, enjoy the game this Friday versus the Pacers. And if you guys are into the fight, you know, enjoy the fight this Saturday, the boxing. And then we'll be back next Wednesday to talk more hoops. And, of course, Dom, you already know we'll talk baseball on Monday coming up. This conclusion of the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum will be on. Matter of fact, that's right. It will be a post game. Will be versus the Hornets next week. It seems like we have the most post games either with the Sixers or the Hornets on this platform. We got the Hornets next Wednesday in North Carolina, Charlotte, down in your neck of the woods, Dom. So we'll have a post game versus the Hornets again. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen, green blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.